If it wasn't for masterminds, I would not be where I am this day. If you're not part of a mastermind, go find one that fits your personality, wherever you're at in your investing career, so you can grow, multiply, and you can start building those long-term relationships.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, so here are my takeaways for the mastermind, and my number one takeaway for the mastermind that we had in Austin, Texas, the $1 billion boardroom, is the connections that you make, right? Not just the connections that you make or the networking events. We do a lot of cool stuff, right? We hang out. You know, we have our speakers in the morning. We have two speakers in the morning. We have two speakers in the evening or in the afternoon. We have lunch in between, and we all hang out for lunch, right? And then we hang out at an event, right? So that's the process, right? We get off. We're done around 3:30. We might have 2 hours of free time, and then we all get together and we do like an escape room, right? So those kind of, that's where you really make your connections, right? The speakers are great. The nuggets they give you are great, right? Hanging out for lunch is great because you get to network. But once you leave the event and it's time for dinner, right? Or it's time to do an outing and we all do it together. It's 50, 60 of us. We go to an escape room. We go into 4 or 5 different escape rooms and we try to race to see which group gets out first. And it's great because everybody's pretty smart. So we usually can make it. We can get out on time within that 1 hour. But that's from the time you find out who works well with other people, and the creativity, you know, you kind of get to know people's personality when you're doing some kind of challenge like that, right? So those are the kind of connections you're connecting there, right? You're networking, but I still have a very important point to make, still one more. It's not just about connecting and networking, right? It's about building relationships, right? So when you're hanging out, right? After we go eat dinner, and the other day we went on a bike crawl, we all got on a bike and we hit different, we pedaled and we drank and then we went to different bars. I mean, it's pretty funny. If you don't drink, it's okay. We got people that don't drink and still went with us, had a great time, pretty much laughing at us. But you have a great time, right? You hang out, you go to eat dinner, you drink, you go do an outing together, you do an activity together. So you start building those relationships, right? So it's been a few days and my voice is still, you know, still gone, right? It's barely coming back. And but I keep traveling, so I keep losing my voice. But we have a blast. You connect with people, you actually build those relationships. Not just that, but you have these speakers come in, right? I'll have a speaker come in, it'll talk about warehouses, buying retail, buying warehouse, might not be part of the mastermind, but he has a lot of connections. And guess what? Even him, even that speaker, even as a speaker, you connect with the audience because I want them to hang around. I don't want them to speak and just disappear, right? I want them to speak and be able to hang out, go to an outing, go have dinner with us. And you know, they get to network with everybody in the mastermind. So if they got a project, somebody has a project, you know, everybody gets excited because now they have another connection. Maybe somebody wants, you know, they can partner with a speaker about buying retail space. I got a message this morning, one of the other speakers that were speaking about notes, how they buy and sell notes. And they came across an RV park, right? Actually a hotel that we sent to one of the members in our group, and then an RV park as well that I sent in the contact for one of the other members that does RV parks, right? What can come out of that? I don't know. But it's pretty cool because even somebody who just invited to the mastermind as a speaker to kind of give, to share, right? They still get something in return, which is really, really cool because you hang out for 2 days, you know, pretty much all day long and you build those relationships. So that's my number one takeaway from the mastermind is how much better relationships you can build. And when you do these kind of activities and you actually hang out, you know, I've been to plenty of activities, 200-300 people. It's hard to talk to everybody. You just feel like another number, or you pay all this money and you're at an event and you don't even get to speak to the host of the event. Maybe one time, just take a quick selfie, or you don't get a chance to speak to any of the speakers that come in, right? They just come in and they're gone. And nothing wrong with those, right? Plenty of content, things like that. But it's just nice to be able to have the speakers stay, right? Whoever the host is of the event, hang out with you. And you have a chance to network and really get a chance, get to know them. That's very, very important for me. So that's my biggest takeaway of the mastermind is the networking, the connections that come out of just collaborating, right? And ideas and money flow and deal flow. It's really, really cool to see that just in front of your eyes, how it just starts to evolve. And people do projects moving forward, right? They connect and they do projects. So masterminds, I am 100%, 1,000%. all in masterminds, because if it wasn't for masterminds, I would not be where I am this day. So if you're not part of a mastermind, go find one that fits your personality, wherever you're at in your investing career, so you can grow and you can multiply and you can start building those long-term relationships. So $1 billion boardroom mastermind will be in May 11th, 12th, and 13th in Las Vegas. So stay tuned for that. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.